48 right now on DEV. Let's go out to the phone line, bring on my guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They are also now in Rouse's Point, New York as well. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday to you. I am good. I'm breathing a sigh of relief. The push was on this weekend for me to get all my last-minute winter prep stuff done, and I actually made it all the way through my list. So the winter tires are on, the sand's in the back of the truck, the hoses are packed away, so we're ready because the snow's flying to my house right now.
Did you get the insulation done that you were talking to us about a couple weeks ago?
Yes, I did. That is done and done.
Good. So you are on top of things as you should be, I'm sure, the family thinks. So you are on top of everything. That's good. And maybe something that can help you get a jump start on your winter projects is those Makita tools that just came out.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited. Makita sends out quarterly promotions all the time, and sometimes they send out what they call a product launch deck, new tools that are going to be available that they're developing. And normally what they do is they release them in the European market first, and then once they figure out that they're good to go and quality control and everything like that, they make it available in the U.S. One of the tools that everyone's kind of been waiting for is Milwaukee had what at one point called it, well, they still have it, but it's called the Hatchet. It's a little handheld, like a pruning chainsaw, and Makita's finally come out with theirs. Their 18-volt version, so it's a little handheld 6-inch chainsaw. It's really cool. I got them in St. Albans, tool only, so they don't come with a battery or a charger, but you can add on to all your other Makita accessories. And the first day that I got them in, there was actually a guy that was all excited about it because he owns a Christmas tree farm, so he's going to use it for wreath making and, you know, all of that stuff, and then also pruning the trees around the farm. So that was cool, so that's pretty exciting. And then they also came out with a lantern and radio combination, something that would be good for like a deer camp. It looks kind of like a mini Coleman lantern, but it's all LED, has a digital AM FM radio built in it, and it's, you know, compact enough where you can keep it in your vehicle, you can bring it to deer camp, you can take it anywhere with you to the job site, and it's, you know, you got a lantern that's adjustable. I think it has three different settings as far as the brightness goes, and it has a really crystal clear AM FM digital radio built into it, so that one's pretty neat too.
Just set it to WDEV and only listen to us, and you'll be perfect.
Yeah, well, there is a favorite button, so I'm sure you could program that.
Kyle, real quick, let me ask you your knowledge level on the landscaping type stuff. This is a personal question.
Okay, if it's foxglove, don't drink it.
It has nothing to do with that. So okay. My parents have I think at one point it was a bush. It's not as big as a tree, but it's gotten very big, and it has really long branches that kind of have grown at a weird angle. And every time my dad has to mow the lawn around this thing, he's got to really, really duck, and it's really impossible to get in there. I would love to, like, just when next time I go visit them, to just, like, take a chainsaw to this thing. All the leaves are off of it. It's nothing but sticks now. I would like to just, like, hack this thing down completely, so basically next year it's starting over again, and these things will all be small and compact. I also don't want to kill this thing, so I don't know if you're really allowed to do that.
I mean, you can, depending on what kind of tree or shrub it is. There are some that you can prune down to almost nothing that will come back. There are certain kinds, like if it's a kind of like a lilac bush or a rhododendron or something like that, you don't really want to take the whole thing down because it may not come back. It may come back and it may not. So you probably have to figure out what it is first before you go down that road.
Okay. Well, let's see. Horticulture and plants, if those are the same things, not really my expertise, but I'll do my best. Kyle, thank you.
Everybody be well.
All right, Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Again, they are now over in Rouse's Point, New York as well.